One of the things that I really tried to make sure to do after I was fortunate enough to be reelected is the Farm Bill is a must-pass piece of legislation. And like the House, of course, and the Congress as a whole, we take up tons of important legislation. I always say if the Congress is working on it, it's important. While that's true for everything, it's also true that there are some bills that are so consequential that they fall into the like must-pass category, and I would say the Farm Bill is absolutely one of those, right up there with like funding the federal government, in part because, the things like crop insurance, and then of course the nutrition assistance side of the bill are just, they're so impactful for so many people. And during my time on the Ag Committee in this session of Congress, I have spent the first part of this year doing what we're just calling a Farm Bill listening tour. Keep it simple. And I've had the chance to visit with, we have so many producers in the 3rd District. We have 5 counties. We've got everything from row crops and, decent size, not as many as like Western Kansas, but decent size farms with row crops, and then everything from that to our specialty crop, smaller farmers and producers. We also are we're so impacted by the impacts of severe weather events. We're impacted by things like the pandemic, which, a lot of folks were really trying to navigate. So I do think that makes the Farm Bill this year, it's always important, but it feels very, very important for us to get that thing across the finish line in a timely way this year.